on the KSRO live line with us is Novato City Councilman. He's also the chair of the board of directors of SMART, Eric Lucan. Councilman Lucan, good to have you here.
Thank you, Pat. Good to be back.
Got
to
be kind of a tough morning for you and the other members of the SMART board as Measure I looks like it's going down to defeat. Pretty close call, but did not reach that two-thirds majority it needed. What now for SMART?
You know, when we look at it, certainly not the morning we wanted to be waking up to, but the SMART train is resilient. We've always faced significant opposition. We've faced repeal efforts in the past. We've even faced a previous defeat at the ballot box in the past, but the train is resilient, always bounces back. We're going to take everything we can, every learning we can from this experience to make us even a stronger system so that we can come back to the voters and continue to provide a commute alternative to 101.
There's no concern that the SMART trains are somehow going to stand idle at this stage or any other stage in the near future, is there?
No, I mean, the schedule is continuing. Trains are rolling today. Nothing is changing today. The board is going to be faced with some very difficult decisions as far as what this means for the long-term future for SMART. We got a preview of that at our last board meeting, which is really sort of two paths or two tracks that the train could be on after the result of this measure. And we're going to have to assess that. We're going to have to make some difficult decisions. We don't want to do that in a vacuum. So we need community engagement. We need input from our riders, from our prospective riders, so that as we have to make those difficult decisions and most likely service cuts, we're doing it with as much feedback as possible.
And what do we know, Eric, so far? And I know this is obviously breaking news for everybody this morning after Super Tuesday. What do we know so far about what effect the defeat of Measure I could have on SMART's extension to the northernmost parts of Sonoma County?
You know, it's too early to tell with all of that. And as I mentioned, the SMART train is resilient, and we've got an incredible track record behind us. We're also a very young agency. Just since the start of the year, we introduced three big service changes. One, a new schedule with better frequency. We connected to Larkspur. We opened the downtown Novato station. Those three changes alone have boosted ridership about 25% to start the year. So we do have that positive track record. But moving forward, not having that long-term revenue source, which would have allowed us to restructure our debt, certainly I could have an impact on grants that we're going out to pursue. But definitely still too early to tell.
Is there anything for SMART to learn, Eric, from this experience in terms of, you know, the kinds of objections that were brought up by the other side in this prior to this election?
Absolutely. Win or lose, even if we had been successful at 67%, that still means that there's 33% of the population that SMART is not providing a service that they felt comfortable voting for. So regardless of whatever the outcome or whatever the final percentage ends up being, we as an agency, myself as a board member, and I know our entire board is committed to learning as much as we can, talking with the various communities, and doing the best we can to provide the best level of service to all the residents of Marin and Sonoma County, whether they are directly riding the train or they benefit from somebody else that is riding the train and being able to get to them to provide a service. We need to take all of those learnings.
And when could we, as consumers, expect the sort of official word from SMART about what's next and how do we move forward?
We're going to be regrouping. There's the campaign side of it, and then there's the board and the agency side of it. The next SMART board meeting is coming up in 2 weeks from today, which
okay.
is March 18th. I don't know what's getting slated for the agenda, but we'll be starting probably from that next board meeting.
And what's the likelihood of some sort of reconfigured version of Measure I or something akin to it being on future ballots?
There's definitely going to be something on a future ballot. When you look at SMART as a system, you look at any public transit system in the world, they all need some sort of funding or revenue source. For SMART, that's been this quarter cent sales tax. We have a little bit of time before ours officially expires, so we will be regrouping and seeing what's the best way to come back after engaging with all of the residents in Marin and Sonoma to come back with something that's going to work.
Very good. I appreciate your being with us, Eric, and I know not the morning you were hoping for, but SMART will go on and the trains are rolling, and appreciate you being here.
Absolutely. The train is resilient and we will bounce back.
Very good. That is Eric Lucan, Novato City Councilman and the chair of the Board of Directors of SMART.